The Lady Bombers picked up their first conference victory of the season as they defeated the Lady Eagles 51-40. Mountain Home dominated the opening period as they held Tech to just 4 points, and by the end of the first half, Lady Bombers had built a 19-point advantage. The two teams played fairly even in the third quarter. The Lady Eagles did turn up the pressure defense and hit 4 threes to cut the margin to 10 in the final period, but they would get no closer. Kate Gilbert led Mountain Home with 17 points, and Emily Payne added 12. No one was in double figures for Tech. Lady Bombers improved to 12-3 on the season and 1-1 in the 5A East. Lady Eagles fall to 3-11 and 0-2. A last-second shot was just off the mark at the end of the boys' game as Mountain Home was edged out by Tech 41-39. The two teams ended the first quarter tied at 16, but the Bombers dominated the second period as they held the Golden Eagles, ranked 8th overall and 2nd in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media, to just 2 points. Mountain Home was up 8 at the break, but Zane Butler took over as he scored 11 third-quarter points to lead Tech back on top. The final quarter was a low-scoring affair. After Peyton Lawback missed 2 free throws inside the final minute, the Bombers got the rebound with a 2-point deficit. Mountain Home held the ball until there were just a few seconds left. Wyatt Gilbert put up a 3-point attempt for the win, and the shot looked good, but it just missed the mark. The Golden Eagles got the board, and time ran out. The Bombers were led by Matt Jones with 15 points, and Satch Harris chipped in 10. Butler scored 23 points for Tech, and Cade Cancella had 12. Mountain Home drops to 9-6 on the year and 0-2 in the league. Tech is now 15-1 and 2-0. Mountain Home will have their first home games of conference play on Friday as they host Paragould. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.